Well, believe it or not, that all that noise and mayhem was Sir James Galway, and he joined up with the Chieftains, and it was entitled Up and About, a recording of a live performance. I want to play for you now a wonderful track. I think so. It's got great atmosphere. Now, you won't understand what they're singing about because it's a group called Baletoon that I don't know too much about. In fact, I don't know anything about except that they make a lovely sound. Now, this is called Cush Lee, the Irish for beside the River Lee, as you all know by now, is the river that Cork stands on. So imagine this. This is the feeling I get from this track anyway. They're walking along on a lovely summer's day beside the River Lee, and they're all singing together, Cush Lee. See if you get the same feeling. Deserved applause there. Did you get the feeling they were all going along? I like that track. Now, here's another bit of fun, this time from Patsy Watcorn. Now, you've got to get the singing of this quite right. If you've got a group of people all together, we'll say at a party, and someone stands up and sings this, it's important that you all stop at the same time for the little inserts. You get it as you go along. But this was a song that my brother used to sing. Now, his name wasn't Sylvester. Patsy Whatcorn and My Brother Sylvester. Got a row of medals on his chest. Big chest. Take a listen.
Have you heard about the big strong man? He lived in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Well, oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We have a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's going to fight Jack Dempsey.
Was my brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He killed 50 battle in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that will sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to Italy. He thought that he'd go by sea. He dived off the harbour in New York. And he swam like a man made of cork. Now he saw the Lusitania in distress. He put the Lusitania on his chest. He drank all the water in the sea. And he walked all the way to Italy.
He was my brother, Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He kills 50 battle in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, else fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that will sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
He thought he'd take a trip to old Japan. So they brought out a whole brass band. He played every instrument they got. What a lad, sure he played the whole lot. Well, the owl church bells did ring, and the owl church choir did sing. They all turned out to bid farewell to my big brother Sylvester.
He was my brother Sylvester.
What's he got?
A row of 40 medals on his chest.
Big chest.
He killed 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest.
Bigger the man, hell's fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me.
He's got an arm like a leg. And a punch that will sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
Patsy Whatcorn and his friends telling us all about my brother Sylvester. We haven't had too many of the ladies so far on the programme this week. We're putting that to rights now because we're having the lovely Trudy Lawler. She's singing the praises of the Shannon River.
I'll be home, Shannon River, to your side one day. I have sung my songs across the world, and now I've come to stray through the summer. Some fine day. The sky at night is there to light the beauty of your smile. And I have seen the universe reflected in your eyes. And so side one day.
Trudy Lawler, wishing to be back someday by the Shannon River. Now, the River Shannon, as I think I told you, starts up in County Cavan and flows all the way down through the centre of Ireland and then finishes up in Limerick, where it goes into the sea. And, speaking of the sea, brings me to my next track. It's by the High Kings, actually. It's entitled Round Ireland's Shore, and it tells the story of this young man who goes into a pub one day and he meets this guy with a load of money, and he said, "Where do you get all that money from?" He said, "I got it from sailing round Ireland's shore." Of course, yes, you've guessed it, he comes out of the pub and he gets on board the nearest ship that's supposed to be sailing round Ireland's shore, but it's not. It's going way out into the tropics. Anyway, listen, enough prattle, Joe. Listen to the High Kings telling us the story of Round Ireland's Shore.
While going for a stroll one fine summer's eve, my thirst I decided to quench. I rambled around till I came to the docks and a pub called the Iron Wench. When I stepped through the door I saw a man on a stool, a man I'd seen never before. He had fistfuls of cash that he said he had earned while he sailed around Ireland's shore. I ordered a sup and a sup for your man, and he told me strong tales with great pride. And I walked out the door with the courage of the ring to sail on the next morning tide. Well, the summer breeze took us far from the land as we sailed to the tropical heat. When the captain roared, "Let the stern crossbones fly and we'll hunt down the admiral's fleet," I thought I'd search the horizon and sail through the night till I'm sailing round Ireland's shore. Oh, sailing round Ireland, sailing round Ireland, sailing round Ireland's shore. Well, I thought if I jump I will drown in this place, so I cheered with a grimacing face. I sharpened my blade like a man filled with hate at a snarling old sea dog's grace. Well, a curse on your drink, though it does make me think of poetry and music galore. But it evens the score with a sore-headed roar, far from sailing round Ireland's shore. Oh, sailing round Ireland, sailing round Ireland, sailing round Ireland. My evil company and booty in tons I snuck up while all were asleep. Oh, and I stole a skiff with the stealth of a ghost and filled it four chests deep. I sailed along the coast till I hid in a cave, my firelight, my treasures to hoard, where I dreamed of a quest to return finally dressed and to sail around Ireland's shores. Well, I heard a voice, hey! And it spooked me for sure as it echoed all around the cave. It said, "I'm not dead and you'll pay with your head, you scoundrel and dirty knave." It said, "Show me daylight, give me a fair fight, let me die by the sword in a duel. For I wear on my chest not just the admiral's crest, but the High King of Ireland's crown jewels." I thought I'd search the horizon and sail through the night till I'm sailing round Ireland's shore. Oh, sailing round Ireland, sailing round Ireland, sailing round Ireland's shore.
And still on our magical mystery tour, we're going to Tipperary. Now, this is a young lady that, well, we feature regularly on Sounds Irish simply because I love her voice. Anne Breen, and she's got Tipperary on her mind.
Sometimes it's hard to be alone. Well, you may say I live a memory that I may seek and never find. Well, maybe that is how it's meant to be, that I have something on my mind.
Temporary.
A bit of country and Irish there, did we not hear from Anne Breen and Tipperary on my mind? And now to my favourite Irish female vocalist. Of course, regular listeners will know to whom I refer. Anne Marie O'Riordan. And she's singing a song that, well, goes along with a lot of Irish history, inasmuch as there was much poverty down through the ages here in Ireland, particularly in the years following the famine. Here, Anne Marie O'Riordan and Hard Times.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, while we are some sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. There's a song which sighs of the weary. Hard times, hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. By the sea, Martin Busey and music bright and gay, their frail forms fading at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. Is a song with sighs of the
quite excited now, because this is the first of our emails on this week's programme. We've got a few, well, three or four, I think. But the first one comes from, wait for it, New York. New York, so good they named it twice or something. It comes from Pat. I get regular emails from Pat, so much so that we're very good friends now. But she says, Joe, could you please play that song about the Irish Rose? Now, Pat, I've a lot of roses to choose from when it comes to Ireland, but I think I know the one you mean. It's by Barleycorn, and it's called My Lovely Irish Rose. And she says, I do enjoy most of what you play on Sound Irish. Not everything, but then she says, it's such a wonderful programme, and we'd like to hear more about yourself, Joe. Tell us a little about yourself. I might do that before the end of the programme. But Pat, for you, Barleycorn and My Lovely Irish Rose.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home, to mingle with Tribeca Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In Carn Fair, beyond compare, I think I see it yet. But I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows, on a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Without you all the while, I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, before my eyes I close, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose. I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose.
Now, another of our regular contributors to Sounds Irish, the Clancy Brothers. Now, they're singing a song that you all know so well. Well, you all know about moonshine. Now, people in America think they invented moonshine. I've got news for you. No, it was first invented in Ireland. Of course, we call it potsheen. And when the lads emigrated to Canada and America and places of that ilk, well, they made their own potsheen, but they didn't call it potsheen. It was called moonshine. But here, the Clancy Brothers changed the lyrics a little bit. I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill, they say. But we all know it's a $10 bill, because you know what it is. Listen, here, the Clancy Brothers and the Moonshiner.
I've been a moonshiner for many a year. I've spent all me money on whiskey and beer. I'll go to some hollow and I set up me still, and I'll make you a gallon for a 10-shilling bill. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. I'll go to some hollow in this country, 10 gallons of wash I can go on a spree. No women to follow, the world is all mine, and I love none so well as I love the moonshine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home, and if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry, and I'll drink when I'm dry, and if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die. Oh, moonshine, dear moonshine, oh, how I love thee. You kill me, old father, but are you try me? Oh, bless all moonshiners and bless all moonshine. Oh, its breath smells as sweet as the dew on the vine. I'm a rambler, I'm a gambler, I'm a long ways from home. And if you don't like me, well, leave me alone. I'll eat when I'm hungry and I'll drink when I'm dry. And if moonshine don't kill me, I live till I die.
And if moonshine don't kill me, the obvious, I live till I die, from the Clancy Brothers there. Now, we're having another ballad group now, and this one, well, it was very popular in the late 60s and early 70s, Sweeney's Men. I've got a feeling, however, that this is not an Irish song. I wouldn't bank on it, though. Don't quote me on it either. But it's Sweeney's Men and the heartfelt cry of a maiden. You'll get the idea.
I have often heard it said from me father and me mother that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, then I'll go without a bidding. Oh, it's kind providence, won't you send me to a wedding? For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, now there's my sister Jean, she's not more good looking, scarcely 16, and the feller she was courting. And now she's 24 with a son and a daughter. Here am I 45 and I've never had an offer. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? I can cook and I can sew, I can keep the house right tidy, rise up in the morning and get the breakfast ready. But there's nothing in this wide world would make me half so cheery as a wee fat manny who would call me his own dearie. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, come landsman or come tinsman, come tinker or come tailor, come fiddler or come dancer, come ploughboy or come sailor, come rich man, come poor man, come fool or come witty, come any man at all that would marry me for pity. And it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Oh, will I the way home? There's nobody heeding, there's nobody heeding to poor Annie's pleading. And I'll away home to my own wee bit garret. If I can't get a man, then I'd surely get a parrot. For it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old